The Super Bowl champs live in our town. Congratulations to the Chiefs from Mix 93.3.
Hey, so go get Church White Bunch, F, Shuttle, Tom and Jerry, right, yellow. Orange, 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 let's go!
13 seconds to go in the overtime.
Set. We're good, we're good!
A touchdown wins the game.
Set.
Right side touchdown! Kansas City! There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
And the party begins. Well, it's already started. I was driving through downtown. Cars everywhere. It's insane.
Yep. And it's a little chilly this morning. Now, we are supposed to get into the 60s, and it's going to be great. But it's hard to dress because this morning we're in the 30s. So yeah. You either have to wear a bunch of coats or wear a sweatshirt and just know you're going to get sweaty today.
We were just watching because I've told a lot of friends, and we talk about this. Guys, this is history. I mean, only a handful of teams had a back to back to go to the Super win the Super Bowl,
and three times in 5 years.
Yes, and then there was this family on TV, Tara. Before you got in, we're watching. They camped out last night.
Wow.
In a tent.
That is dedication for sure. I actually was driving into work, and it's not that it was really busy traffic, but it's that there was traffic.
Yes.
There were other humans already driving at our time. I think Kansas City is really excited to celebrate this win.
Now, we have Dave-O and Mallory getting out there very early, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not sure how early, because you know how Dave-O is. He usually sleeps till 3 p.m. But, yeah, so they're going to be out there. And then everything kicks off at 11 o'clock. It's going to be at 6th Street and Grand. And then the part that's going to be at Union Station, the Victory Parade, that should be around 12:45. There's actually a really cool thing you can do. You can receive notifications from Alert KC. You just text the word KC Parade to 888-777. Text the word KC Parade to 888-777, and you can get like public safety and transit updates.
I love that. What
yeah.
a great idea. Here's the thing. I even forgot. Today's Valentine's Day.
I know, and it's also Ash Wednesday. There's going to be a lot of people out there doing different things, just adding to the traffic and the confusion.
I love the fact that a lot of people are connected to Kansas City. Like this morning, Rhiannon Alley on TV, ABC, you could tell she was just lit up. They showed Union Station for the parade. It was just great.
It looks so good on TV.
Yeah. Now, if you forgot about Valentine's, we hook you up here at the Rocket and Teresa Show. We have a reserve table at Trezzo for two at 7 o'clock, and we pay for your dinner.
Prime time res?
Prime
nice.
Time.
Nice.
Yes. So all you have to do is know the phrase that pays, and here's how the phrase that pays works.
All you have to do is text us your phone number throughout the morning, and then when we call you, answer the phone with our very three favorite words, I love you, to win that table for two at Trezzo Mare and dinner on us.
Was this Rocket's selfish way of just hearing those three words on
yes.
Valentine's Day?
Again.
He thought
not?
To himself, no woman's going to say them to me, so we're going to do a contest.
But you have to text your phone number, and when we call you back, don't say hello. No, don't do that. You won't win, and I'll laugh, but we won't.
Maybe that's why you don't have someone to say those words to you, Rocket.
So start texting your phone number right now, 816-476-7093, and we'll get a winner earlier on this morning. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more info about the Chiefs. You said you have some new audio?
Well, yeah, the audio that came down yesterday where we actually had mic'd up Travis Kelce, and we get to hear the intimate exchange between him and Taylor.
Mix 93.3.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa Show on Parade Day. There's something else going on also.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
I'm showing up with a dozen red roses and a box of fine Belgian chocolates. My lady don't care for no American chocolate.
I was thinking we could spend the whole day in bed.
She's not really the kind of person you think would be into Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, darling.
My ex-girlfriend. She calls me drunk every Valentine's Day.
It's really fun for Valentine's Day.
It is going to be weird spending Valentine's Day by myself.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Look, the Kansas City Chiefs have had a great season. We had all the playoffs. We had all that cold weather. Everything was happening. It's okay if you forgot about Valentine's.
I think my husband didn't forget you guys.
He didn't?
What?
I woke up this morning and I was like, that's weird. Why is a light on in the kitchen? So it could shine down on the plethora of Valentine things that were on my counter.
What?
Including a balloon, a giant Reese's heart, M&M hearts, and two big Valentine's themed candles. I'm not sure what scent, but they were like pink and red.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I saw the same thing at CVS.
Cool. I don't care. He
that
remembered.
Is effort.
No, that is effort.
That is amazing.
Also, Rocket, it didn't come as a set. He put it together, okay? So he went to multiple CVSs.
He's got a design eye for Valentine's Day,
right.
Okay? Let him live his life. One. You know what? Anything that he didn't have to be reminded of is amazing.
I'm surprised because it's not often that I get something on Valentine's Day. We tend to be like, love you. Okay, bye.
He forgets anniversaries.
It's not a forgetting thing. It's after 25 years. It's like, eh.
Could do it again. Here we go.
You're probably on a diet. You don't want chocolate. Okay,
well, if you did, we're going to try to help you out. We have secured a table at Tres Amare, guys, at 7 o'clock. And that includes dinner for two.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock this morning, but it should still be fun.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, don't say that. 7 o'clock tonight, prime time. We got a great table, dinner for two. But you have to work for it. So if your wife forgot or your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, we're going to make you work for it.
Yeah, just text us your phone number at 816-476-7093. Sometime this morning, we will give you a call. If you want to secure this table for two, 7 p.m., Tres Amare, dinner on us, just answer the phone with three words, I love you.
That is the phrase that pays. I love you. Speaking of love, it's Taylor. Look at her. And Travis.
This makes me so happy. So we all saw the very sweet interaction on the field after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl when Travis sees Taylor and they not just hugged, but like they really embraced and kissed each other. Well, now they have released the mic'd up audio so we can hear what they were saying to each other.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support.
How do you
Thank
do
you
that?
For coming. Thank you for making it across that way, across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
Baby, you're the best, baby.
Wait,
baby.
First of all, that's so cute. But second of all, does he say, was it electric?
That's yeah.
It. That's a coming, silly baby. Question.
Thank you.
I can't believe you. Can't
Thank you for the support.
You. How do you
Thank you for
that?
Coming. Thank you for making it across that way, across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
Actually, if you listen to New Heights, he says that pretty much every other sentence.
I've never noticed Does that he? On yeah, their podcast. That is so funny.
That is his phrase. Every time they say something, he either goes, all right now, or he goes, it was electric.
Bless you.
You know what? That sneeze was electric.
Thank you.
Now, there are a lot of talks because there are so many extra police officers are going to be at the parade today.
Like 600 or so.
Yeah. Is there? I don't think so. I told people I don't believe that Taylor would be at the parade today.
Well, there's that one weird story going around that officials actually asked her not to be, and then the mayor had to release something saying like basically we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I talked to the police. There's plenty to keep us safe. Everyone's welcome.
I personally don't think she will be just because. I think she's got to get ready to go to Australia for her tour. I think that also she knows it would be kind of a distraction when we should be focusing on the Chiefs. She knows it would probably be a security nightmare. Let's just say hypothetically she is in town. I think she would be like up in a hotel somewhere watching it from afar.
So that's all of our logical guesses in this room. But how fun would it be if she was just right on the bus?
And some little kids got to see it.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
And Travis gets down on one knee and gives her a ring.
I got my ring, baby. That's electric. Now you get yours. All right, now.
Guessing live from the greatest city in America and home of the Super Bowl champs. Go Chiefs! Mix 93.3.
Today, it's our day, Kansas City. Year two, back-to-back parades. I've been watching the news since 4 o'clock this morning. People have been out there all night long.
I can't believe that one family that we saw in the news that camped out. I didn't even know you were allowed to do that.
I saw on my way into work this morning a dad and son all decked out in Chiefs gear walking through the darkness of Westport. I'm not sure if they were walking all the way to the parade area or if they were waiting for an Uber, but I just thought, you know what? Peace be with you guys. I wouldn't walk through Westport in the darkness. Mm-mm. And I know they're walking for a good cause.
They said that on the news today. By the way, with certain buses can only go so far.
Right.
You're going to do a lot of walking today.
Yeah, some of the hottest shuttle spots, they said you could expect up to a 45-minute wait just because there's so many people looking for a safe ride over to the parade and staging area.
But it is cool that though that's an option. Go to sportkc.org. That's the Sporting Commission website. They've got all the details about all the rideshare locations, all the road closures, everything you need to know. And I love this. You can actually text the word KC Parade. I guess that's two words. KC Parade to 888-777. And you can get updates on traffic and information.
They were showing on the news. I know it was sad. Last parade, there were a lot of kids that got lost.
Oh, yeah. It happens every year. Yeah. They're telling, you know, like, get one of those little stamps that you can put all of your information on your kid's hand, or you can get bracelets around it. Keep in mind, too, they're expecting 1 million people. So cell service might be super sketchy. So you need to have a meetup area. You need to have a plan. And they will have areas where, you know, it's meant to put families back together. They said if you have any issues, just find the nearest policeman. They're going to be a police officer. They're going to be everywhere.
And be prepared, like Teresa said. Don't try to load up instantly to be like, oh, I'm on Instagram. It'll look like you're not going to get a signal. That's going to drain your battery even faster. So please just be careful.
Get That's true. Reserve fun. That battery so you can connect with your family and friends.
Oh, I forgot. Somebody just texted me. You know what else today is?
What, babe?
It's Valentine's Day.
Wait,
why do you sound sad about it?
I just forgot about it. Everybody's talking about the Chiefs.
I'll be honest, it was really not on my radar this morning. I was thinking all Chiefs.
Isn't it nice that our colors are red? Boy, we planned that one.
Yeah, we did.
Didn't we?
So if you forgot like I did, and look, we're going to hook you up because we have secured a table at Tres Amare at 7 o'clock. They're booked reservations. I've been booked for months. We're going to give you dinner for two. You leave a tip, you buy your own booze. We're going to give you this. You have to earn it. So we're going to bring back our phrase that pays today.
That's right. So all morning long, just text us your phone number, 816-476-7093. If we call you, you have to answer the phone with three words, I love you. If you can do that correctly, you'll win that table for two at Trezzo tonight, 7 p.m.
So start texting right now, and we'll definitely try to get a hold of you while you still have a cell signal.
Yeah.
Because it's going to go away pretty quick
That's
this morning.
Fair.
So the parade, what time is it actually starting,
Teresa?
The parade
kicks off at 11 a.m. at 6th Street and Grand Boulevard. And where was it that you saw, Tara, that said it's Arrowhead time?
Oh, there was some website describing everything, where to meet up, when the parade starts. The celebration on stage will be around 12:45, but it kept saying things like 11 a.m. Arrowhead time, 12:45 Arrowhead time.
That means depending on how much our players have had to drink and how long it takes us to get them on the buses.
That's exactly what it means. I saw the buses this morning around 2:30. They were, I forget what town of Missouri they were at, but those big custom buses.
Those double-decker buses,
yes,
those are really fun.
So, so cool.
The parade's supposed to start at 11, and it should be about an hour and a half, and then the big victory pep rally at Union Station with our very own Steve Serrano as the DJ. That, as Tara said, should be 12:45, again, depending on how long it takes the players to get there.
Arrowhead time is a very loose central time.
I think I made Steve a little nervous, and I shouldn't probably have done this.
Why?
I said, hey, buddy, are you ready to DJ in front of 1 million people?
Hey, man, he's a pro. This is his third time doing this.
He was born ready.
I mean, most EDM DJs, the biggest in the world, have never played for 1 million people.
Why are you trying to get in his head, Rocket?
I'm not.
Don't mess this up for us.
I'm just trying to tell him how cool it is. All right, let's take a break. We do have some audio that I think is going to make women melt on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we now know exactly what Travis and Taylor were saying to each other when they embraced on the field after the big Chiefs win.
So the parade is today. The city is going nuts. Everybody has been up so early in the morning. And we've got Angela. You're calling from Overland Park?
Yes, Overland Park.
All right.
Park Mall.
What's going on there?
There are about four or five lines of people waiting to get on the buses.
So do the ride share?
Separated.
Park and ride?
Well, yeah, it's park and ride. And they have like, I don't know how many buses here, but there's several.
Angela, what time are you guys allowed to start getting on the buses?
They haven't said, but they said the first bus leaves at 7.
Okay, cool.
According to the website. But I've been here since like 3:30.
Oh, my goodness. That's Rocket and Teresa time.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Kelsey sees my shirt because it says Kelsey is my Valentine.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of in a few minutes, did you hear the mic'd up audio with Travis Kelce and Tara?
No, Taylor.
Yes.
Did it make you sad?
No.
Did it make you melt, though? Did it make you go?
So, Angela, do you have any children with you today?
No. Okay. I am by myself.
Oh, you really are one to hook up with Kelce, aren't you? You're like, I'm single, I'm ready to mingle, baby.
What was your
dog is named after him?
Oh my gosh, that is meant to be. What's
and
your?
I have a cardboard cutout of Travis Kelce in my bedroom.
Your bedroom?
Does he have a sexy hairy chest?
No.
Well, listen, thank you for calling in. Send us pictures to the text line. Let us know how it's going out there. Okay.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Angela.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is going on all over the city. People are so, so excited.
Yeah, that's good to know, though, because a lot of people are thinking, hey, I'm going to do this park and ride, and don't realize you might have to wait a significant amount of time to actually get on your bus. Remember that you can go to sportkc.org for the Kansas City Sporting Commission, and they've got all those park and ride locations.
All right. So you have the audio coming up next after Taylor.
It's going to make you go, aww.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Parade Day. It's also Valentine's Day.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
I'm showing up with a dozen red roses and a box of fine Belgian chocolates. My lady don't care for no American chocolate.
I was thinking we could spend the whole day in bed. Looking so crazy in love.
She's not really the kind of person you think would be into Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, darling.
My ex-girlfriend. She calls me drunk every Valentine's Day.
It's really fun for Valentine's Day.
It is going to be weird spending Valentine's Day by myself.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So look, you have an excuse this year. You get a hall pass. Everybody's been focused on the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right.
I mean, all these playoff games, these wins, everybody doubted us, but we hung in there, and now we're celebrating today. But Valentine's is today, but we did something pretty cool because we care about you, KC.
Yeah, it's a really cool gift from us where you can still enjoy the celebration parade and then go out to dinner. We have got a reservation for 2, 7 p.m., Tres El Mare, dinner on us. All you have to do is text us your phone number all morning long. And when we call you, answer the phone with our three favorite words, I love you. That's it. Text your phone number to 816-476-7093. If we call you, answer with those three words.
Yeah, don't say hello and then say I love you. That's not going
to
count.
So when you're saying hall pass, are you meaning to not buy a gift?
You get a hall. Yeah, but you're focused on the games.
When I think of hall pass, I think of something very different.
Oh.
You know, Rocket.
That's what Teresa wants for Valentine's Day.
Hook up with that Chase player.
Two totally different meanings. Yes.
Well, speaking of Chiefs players, we now know what Travis Kelce was saying to Taylor Swift in that very precious moment when they were kissing and hugging after the Chiefs' big win.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it across halfway across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
Did you hear when she said, how did you do that?
Yeah,
it was just like, Teresa.
It's just so sweet. The fact that he acknowledges, even though she's a billionaire and has a private jet, he acknowledges that's a big deal that you flew halfway across the world to be here with me.
Acknowledges it right back. How'd you do that?
People are freaking out over the internet. And I got a big kick out of this watching 49ers fans, they showed like their trash day pickup.
Yeah.
It was all broken TVs.
Yikes.
Like, same thing with Dallas. But it's so neat to go back and think about this. This is why I'm supporting today. Number 15. We have the best quarterback to ever play the game.
Yeah, we do.
Amazing.
I think I need a shirt that has like Mahomes, Kelce, Townsend, Butker, what's his face?
I'm impressed you knew that many.
No, what?
Pacheco?
Yeah, no, what's the one that caught Sneed. The ball? With the M.
Hardman.
God. I am so pregnant. Mecole Hardman.
I have seen ones that I like, and I don't think they're officially licensed. They're just ones that you can get on Etsy or whatever. But it's basically the Friends logo, except it's got Chiefs players.
Oh, super cute.
I think that one's really cute. Let's go over some of the ratings again. Usher's Super Bowl halftime show was bigger than both Dr. Dre and Rihanna's performance. On Sunday, Usher's performance was watched by over 30 million households, which corresponds to around 100 million viewers. viewers. But keep in mind, the overall Super Bowl, like all of it itself, was the most watched telecast since the moon landing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, over 123 million people tuned in. Jon Stewart giving Comedy Central its biggest ratings in nearly 6 years. They're saying that when he showed up on Monday, The Daily Show brought in its largest audience since March of 2018.
Wow.
And then also during the Super Bowl, when we saw that Deadpool and Wolverine trailer with Ryan Reynolds, it racked up 365 million views in its first 24 hours, easily breaking the record for most viewed trailer of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. And then one last thing, Katy Perry, she says that she is planning to leave American Idol. During an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, the singer revealed that season 22 will probably be her last on the judges panel. She's going to do a big music festival in Brazil in September, and she's also been working on new music for quite a while, so she feels like it's time to move on. You know when I felt it was time to move on? When what? They canceled the show on Fox in the first place. Anyways, that's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, we'll take a break, and we come back. A little bit more happening than just football. Are we going to talk about the Royals at all?
Yeah, we've got, okay, so we've got parade details. We've got the new Royal Stadium. We've got Valentine's Day. You guys, we are an all-service show. In every way. 2.3s.
There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
That is why people are up early this morning all over Kansas City for the big parade today.
That's right. It kicks off at 11 o'clock at 6th Street and Grand Boulevard, heading south on Grand, west on Pershing, and north on Main. It's going to end at Union Station. That portion should last about an hour and a half. Then the Victory Pep Rally that will be at Union Station, really between Union Station and the World War I Museum and Memorial, that should be at 12:45, and it should last about an hour. Now, keep in mind, the weather's going to be amazing today. It's chilly this morning, but it's going to be in the 60s. Mm-hmm. They're expecting at least a million people. It's probably going to be a little harder to maneuver than last year, because last year the cold kept a lot of people away.
All I know is this morning I'm driving through downtown. That's why I have to come to work, because of all the construction. And there were people already lining up, ready to go to Union Station in that area to get their spot. And I guess people who've gone to the parade the last few times we had parades, They know where they want to go to be situated, be safe, get a good seat, you know, plop their family down, have dinner, lunch, whatever. This is fun for everybody.
Yeah, I'd actually like to talk to somebody about their food situation. Do you pack snacks in a backpack? What's your game plan for starting at 3:30 in the morning and going till like 4 p.m.? What are you bringing with you?
Yeah, start texting 816-476-7093. The one family that was on TV this morning, they spent the night in the tent, and they had a bunch of snacks and water and everything, and they're just living in the moment. Because once again, this is history.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, for
yes.
sure.
Go to sportkc.org, and you can get all the details about the park-and-ride situation, the parking situations, which a lot of it, you can get good spots, but you will have to pay for it. You can actually text KC Parade, squish it all together, one word, KC Parade, to 888-777, and you can get updated information on transit, public safety, anything else related to the parade today. That's super cool.
And if you're out and about with your family, send us a text. We'd love to say hi to you, your family, your friends, because this is something you're going to remember for a lifetime.
Yeah. Before the Super Bowl, Buffalo Wild Wings said if the game went into overtime, everybody gets free wings. Well, as you know, we won in overtime. So that means that we're all getting free wings on Monday it's coming up on Monday, February 26th.
Okay.
And that will be between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. I believe it is dine-in and takeout orders. So go get you some free wings. Again, Buffalo Wild Wings between 2 and 5 on Monday the 26th. The KC Royals, big news yesterday, talking about their new stadium that's going to be in the Crossroads District, and it will seat about 34,000 fans, which is about 3,000 fewer seats than at the K. What do you think about that?
It doesn't bother me. It's going to be a newer stadium. I'm just concerned about where they're placing it and some of the businesses that may not be there anymore.
Yeah, that kind of, it just seems like a tiny little area that we're going to squish this big stadium into. I'm worried about parking. To me, that sounds like a nightmare. It's going to be, the Royals say they are willing to spend more than $1 billion in private investment for the project, but voters will be asked in April to extend a 3.8-cent sales tax to help fund the stadium. And if everything goes as planned, everything gets approved, the Royals hope to be in their new stadium by April of 2028.
Gosh, that's faster than I thought.
Seems really fast. Yes. 4 years.
Yeah, I know some people are really excited. I've talked to some really diehard fans that just have a lifetime of memories out at the K, and they're a little sad about it.
Well, it's just like, remember when we were introducing to Kansas City the new airport?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't need to change the airport. That's the best airport getting in there ever.
Was that an imitation of us?
Is that how we sound?
No, it was the older people who didn't want the new airport.
I don't know.
Airport.
That was really intense eye contact just now. I feel like
it felt like it
you
was
think
direct.
I sound like that. And finally, Google Trends just released a list of the uniquely popular Valentine's Day date activities. Because I know we're all about Chiefs here in KC, but it is also Valentine's Day. So I guess in California and Arkansas, they like to do pottery. Mini golf is popular for Valentine's Day in Arizona and Nevada. Indoor mini golf in Pennsylvania. What do you think is the most popular Valentine's Day activity in Kansas?
Dinner?
In Kansas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Axe throwing?
Actually, that's on the list, but not in Kansas.
I knew it was on the list.
Bowling. Yeah. And then in Missouri, I'm sorry, you guys are a little bit boring. It's movies.
Movie. I do love a movie, though.
Yeah, but on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, because you don't have to talk to them.
Yeah, if it's a first date, you don't have to make small talk.
It's like, like, I love a good woman that I don't have to talk to.
The Super Bowl champs live in our town. Congratulations to the Chiefs from Mix 93.3.
KMXV is Kansas City.
All right, we have got some Valentine's Day trivia just for you. Call now to play 816-476-7093. If you can answer this trivia question correctly, you'll get a gift card to Trezzo Mare. Let's go ahead and get started, Rocket.
All right, call now 816-476-7093. Tara does this because you guys cheat.
That's right. I like to fill up the phones so you can't Google right away.
All right. Good morning, Mix.
Oh, yes. What's the question?
Here we go.
Well, my first question is, what's your name?
Leanne.
All right, Leanne. 96% of single women say they hate this when it comes to Valentine's Day. What is it?
Those little candy hearts.
No, good guess, though.
I do hate those. They're gross. Oh,
they taste horrible,
They're nasty.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
That we're alone?
Nope. 96% of single women say they hate this when it comes to Valentine's Day.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
I didn't hear the question.
96% of single women hate this when it comes to Valentine's Day.
Lingerie?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Mushy posts on Facebook or social media.
Yes. What's your name?
Shayla.
Shayla, did you Google it?
I did.
Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty. At least we got a few wrong answers first.
Yes.
You know, I got to feel like I was playing the game a little bit. So you get a gift card to Trezzo Mare, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back. See, I was thinking it would be like the guy thinks, I'm telling the whole world that I love you.
No, it's the point that our men don't do it, Rocket. Has your husband ever put a mushy post out about you on Facebook?
No, but I do think that those mushy posts are sometimes like you're protesting too much, like you're trying too hard to make it look like.
I've seen a lot of people who put out, even just like, it's my wife's birthday or it's her anniversary. Yeah, my husband never posts anything. Nothing at all.
My husband sends me a lot of memes privately. Does that count?
I get a lot of those, too. Okay. I guess that's our love language.
That checks out. So Shayla got that right. So she gets a gift card to Trezzo Mare. And speaking of Trezzo Mare, all morning long, we are doing the phrase that pays. So text us your phone number at 816-476-7093. We'll give one random person a call, and you have to answer the phone with three words: I love you. If you can do that successfully, you'll get a guaranteed reservation for two tonight at Trezzo Mare, 7 p.m., and dinner on us.
All right, we'll check in on the parade with Mallory Kay coming up in just minutes. Jack Harlow on Mix. Good morning. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. It's Valentine's Day. Is this love between Travis and Taylor?
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support.
How do you
Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it across that way, across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
Okay. I physically cannot not make that noise. It makes me so happy and just delighted with joy to hear that exchange between them.
I want to know, Candace said, anybody out there, it's Valentine's Day, it's the parade. There's Travis Kelce, who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, the biggest pop star in the world. He's dating.
She just won a Grammy, Album of the Year. He just won the Super Bowl.
I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
Guys, what happens if they get married and have kids and their kids don't really do anything? They don't play sports. They don't sing. They don't.
It's not like they'll need to. They'll be financially covered.
The expectations of that offspring.
I want to know that if you feel the same way, that you just see it in the enjoyment. Because I think I've seen it all over Facebook. And I think that's the one thing that women love. They love the fact that it's a true love story.
We love love.
They're seeing it happen for her, you know, like now, like the story. What was it? Was it yesterday about her parents being in the room?
Yeah, the video that she posted where she was at the after party and then she brought her parents.
But I think
she doesn't ever share personal stuff, but she feels comfortable doing it.
Well, because I think that really happened to her for the first time in real life.
That's true.
In the real world, it's like every woman can relate to that.
I don't know. I still don't feel comfortable sharing my relationship in the real world.
Oh, what a downer.
Yeah, what a downer.
Really brought the room down.
I mean, actually, you talk about your life all the time on the radio, though. We know personal things about you. I don't know how I would feel about thinking you're having a private moment because, you know, she always covers her mouth so that we can't read her lips. And she thinks they're having that private moment on the field. And now everyone's like, by the way, Travis had a mic on.
So I want to know, by the way, if you're out at the parade and you're listening, you're on your way, we would love to hear from you. Call 816-476-7093. We talked to Mallory Kay, who's down there. People are pouring in. I saw when I was driving in around 4 o'clock this morning, downtown was packed. I mean, it's getting crowded. And I know a lot of it's workers who are setting up everything, mm-hmm. which I think was beautiful. You said you got here a little after 4 and there were people already in Westport, right?
Yep. I don't know if they were waiting for a ride share or walking all the way to the parade, but they are ready.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jamie. I'm calling from Lawrence. I'm actually calling to give a shout out to my kids. I know they're down there with their dad this morning. They left about 4:30. they got their spot. They're right in front of Union Station, and they are ready to go.
You well, didn't want to go?
Yeah.
I did, but I couldn't get off of work.
Aww. What are your kids? What are your kids' names?
Cooper and Carly. And I know they're listening this morning. They listen to you guys every morning. So, hey, guys, love you. Have fun. Be safe.
Oh, that's what we're that's what we're about. Thank you so much for calling in. 816-476-7093. Oop, lost you. Good morning, Mix. Are you there? Lost you too. Keep those coming in, 816-476-7093. You can text in because I know it's going to get busy and pretty soon we're going to lose cell service.
On the text line, Shelby says, I'm on 435 past 210 and people are walking on the highway.
Already.
What?
Wow.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just want to give a shout out to Mecole Hardman because I am from Georgia. I am a big, huge Georgia Bulldog fan, and I have been his fan since he was at the University of Georgia. So I want to give a shout out to him and also to our defense. I was really bummed that they didn't get a time on the main stage to have something to say about how hard they worked this season and what they did for our game the other day. So anyway, I can't go to the parade, but I hope everybody enjoys it. And thanks again, Kansas City Chiefs, for giving us the time of our life.
I love
well
it.
Said.
Thank you for the great, great call. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Cecilia and Ello, and we are on the way to the parade.
Oh, you excited?
Yes.
What are you wearing?
A Chief shirt.
Oh.
Duh. Knock it.
Have you been to a parade before? Is this your first Chiefs parade?
Yeah, it's my first one. We love Taylor Swift.
Oh, me too. Are you out of school all day today?
Yes.
That's amazing. I hope you have the best day ever.
We're watching the parade from my dad's office.
Oh,
so you'll stay warm. We'll have a great time. Bye, sweetie.
Oh, so my cute.
Gosh.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi.
What's your name?
Ella.
What are you wearing today? You wearing red?
Yeah.
Are you going to the parade?
I unfortunately can't.
Oh.
Are you going to watch it on TV?
Yeah.
Do you get to be out of school today?
Yeah, I'm very happy about that.
I'll bet. Good.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. To the parade.
Chiefs.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you right now?
We've got three girls in the back seat, all out of school. We're headed to the parade. We're so excited.
Like, where are you? What part of town are you in right now?
We just passed, where are we? We're on 169.
Okay.
You sound like me.
lots of traffic, lots of people already out there?
Not really. So
that's
we're
good.
Gonna park in North Kansas City and then we're gonna walk the rest of the way.
Smart.
Oh, that's a good walk. Bundle up, be safe, okay?
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Jody.
I'm on my way with my 9-year-old daughter to the parade.
What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Amelia.
Beautiful name. Hi, Amelia. Is she excited about going out there?
Hi.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Is Amelia excited?
Yes, it's her first time.
Amelia, have fun, honey, okay?
I will.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
I just love that.
My heart is exploding.
I know, let's squeeze in one more call. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I'm here with my two sisters and my dad, and we're driving to the parade right now.
Aw.
That's awesome. What's your name?
My name's Ari.
And my name's Lily Boda.
Oh, so cute. Well, we hope you have a great time.
We will. We're super excited.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, guys, do me a favor. Say, go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Just a reminder, the Chiefs are currently #1 Super Bowl champs. Can't wait to watch them defend it in the fall. Go Chiefs from Mix 93.3.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is parade day, the Rocket and Teresa show. Man, I'm telling you, it's so neat to see this excitement, and we live here in Kansas City. But we need to remember, it's also Valentine's Day, and we are hooking you up in case you were caught up in Chiefs chaos like I was. Man, ever since the Miami playoff game, it's been 1 week after 1 week. It's like amazing, and now we're celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs. But it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we're doing the phrase that pays. So basically, we want you to text us your phone number, 816-476-7093. We'll call you sometime this morning, and you have to answer the phone with our three favorite words, I love you. If you could do that successfully, you'll win a reservation for 2 tonight, 7 p.m., Tres Amare, dinner on us. And I have to say, I feel like every contest we do, Rocket's like, hey, why don't we have people tell us they love us? And we're like, babe.
Not you, it's me.
Yeah.
That's not really appropriate.
He's a little needy
for every contest. But Valentine's Day, yeah, you can do it.
I'm serious. This is going to happen in less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you're in the car, you're sitting there, you go, oh, crap, it's Valentine's Day. What am I going to get your mother, kids? Well, just simple. Just send us your phone number. Don't say hello when we call in the next 30 minutes. Say I love you, and you win.
All right. So we have loved hearing all of your phone calls and reading your texts this morning, those of you heading to the parade. It does kick off at 11 a.m. It will start at 6th Street and Grand Boulevard, heading south on Grand, west on Pershing, and the north on Main. It's going to end at Union Station. So the parade portion should last about an hour and a half, and then the big victory rally at Union Station should start, they say, approximately 12:45. Terry, you said you read something this morning that said, you know, it is sort of on Arrowhead time.
Yeah, parade starts 11 a.m. Arrowhead time.
Yeah.
Celebration starts at 12:45 Arrowhead time. That's like, it's rooted in Central time, but it's a little loose. You know, the players, they may be celebrating in various ways.
How long it takes us to round them up.
Yeah, we're just going to do our best.
We get on the bus, guys.
Here's the deal. If you have children, imagine multiple kids in the backyard playing, just having fun.
Yes.
How hard is it to get them, round them up and say it's time to go? No, they're kids. These are grown men, but they're acting like
but
kids.
They won
the Super Bowl.
That's right.
I mean, let them have fun.
Yeah. So tentatively, we'll say that. Tentatively, 11 a.m. start for the parade, 12:45 start for the victory rally. This is really cool. You can actually get up-to-date information and notifications by texting KC Parade to 888 888- 877. Text Casey Parade to 888-777 for updates. It's kind of interesting how there's just nothing going on in our city right now. Super Bowl champions parade today. Oh, yeah, we're getting a new baseball stadium. The Royals announced yesterday that it's going to be in the Crossroads District. It will seat 34,000 fans, which is actually about 3,000 fewer seats than the K. Royals officials say the team is willing to spend more than $1 billion in private investment for the project, and voters will be asked in April to extend a 3/8 cent sales tax to help fund the stadium. If it gets approved, the Royals hope to be in their new stadium by April of 2028.
That's really, really fast.
It really is. And for Valentine's Day, what says romance the most? Good credit, of course. There's a new dating app called Score. And guess what, guys? It's not an innuendo. It literally is an app that checks your potential date's credit. You have to have at least a 675 credit score to use it, and it hopes to raise awareness about the importance of finances in relationships. And yes, they do a soft credit check.
Wait, are they going to do a soft credit check like once a month? This is really going to ruin your credit just trying to date.
It's just a soft credit check to confirm that you are eligible to be there, because if you don't have a good credit score, then you're not good enough.
Sometimes when you have apps like that, they don't charge you for looking up your credit score.
I know, but it doesn't ding you, your credit score, every time you look it up?
No.
Okay. Well, then let's do this. Spread them.
What do you think about that, other than the dinging part? Do you just think that, like, is that something important that you should know about a potential date?
I feel like in my journey, it's not something that I would seek out at first, but I feel like if you've been burned before by somebody who maybe can't go in with you to buy a home or something like that, this is the app for you. You want to make sure you avoid that in the future.
Isn't money one of the number one things couples fight about?
Yeah, it really is. You know what? Our very own Travis Kelce admitted that when he was young, he had bad credit because he didn't know how to save his money.
What, did he buy shoes? He bought Nike shoes?
Yeah, those Back to the Future shoes. I do feel like it worked out for him, though.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to be okay.
It all checked out.
That's what's trending on Mix.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. In just a few minutes, we're going to play the audio that makes Teresa go,
That's the secret moment between Travis and Taylor that wasn't so secret because he was wearing a microphone.
All right. It is Valentine's Day. We want you to answer your phone with the phrase that pays.
That's right. Text us your phone number all morning long, and all you have to do is answer the phone when we call you with those three words, I love you, to win a guaranteed reservation tonight at Tres Amari, 7 p.m., dinner on us.
Hello.
Oh, you said hello.
We wanted I love you.
Hello, I love you.
No,
too late. You blew it.
Oh, man. Oh.
I can't believe it. I'm down here at the parade.
I know.
I'm sitting in a fire truck.
Yeah.
And wait, I can't believe this.
Are you a fireman?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dang it.
What are you wearing?
Thank you for your service. Hey, man, we appreciate you for what you do, but we can't let you win. You didn't know the phrase.
What you mean you can't let me win?
You didn't answer the phone with I love you. I guess Tara and I will just have to take your number separately and call you later.
Yes.
We'll try again later tonight.
Teresa, hold on. I have to win. I'm gorgeous.
I'm gorgeous. I'll bet you are. No one's questioning that at all.
Hey, man, thank you for what you do. Go Chiefs. Take care.
Bye.
Appreciate you.
Bye. That was just...
I have to win. I'm gorgeous.
Tara, we feel so bad. I think you and I should volunteer to take him to dinner later for
Valentine's Day.
On the fire truck.
Let's take your fire truck to Applebee's. It's going to be a great night.
Did you ask him what he was wearing?
I was just curious for research. Rocket, this is radio. People can't see things. They can only hear.
Rocket, there's a lot of fires in this room that need to be put out.
Yeah.
All right. So we still need you to say the phrase that pays, because we're going to call you in the next few minutes, and we have something super, super cool for Valentine's.
Yes, we do. A guaranteed reservation for two at Tres Amari tonight, 7 p.m. for Valentine's Day. Plenty of time to still celebrate our Kansas City football team and then go out to dinner for Valentine's Day. That'll be dinner on us. Remember, answer the phone with our three favorite words, I love you.
Now, if you're in your car right now, you still have time to text us your number, because we're going to do this hour.
Yeah, but don't text if you're driving. Just text us your phone number to 816-476-7093.
Mix 93.3.
The parade is there. They're expecting over 1 million people. I do want to thank all the first responders and the firemen who we called with our phrase that pays to win. Dinner for two at Trezzo. A guaranteed reservation. I'm sorry. It had to be the best call we've had all year long.
It was really good. And he said, I have to win this. I'm gorgeous. But unfortunately, he did not win because he answered the phone, hello, instead of I love you.
That's fine. I'll let you take me for a ride on your fire truck later.
I have to get the audio because you two lost your mind when he was on the phone.
Wait a minute. We were very respectful, I thought. Right, Teresa?
Sure.
Hey,
I'm coming down to the parade, by the way, so I'll look for that fire truck, wink. I'm going to be going up to every fire truck. Are you the person we talked to?
Yeah, we didn't even get his name, I don't think. Are you the guy? Are you the guy?
You know what? I'm going to play him again.
I think you'll know him when you see him. He said he's gorgeous.
Look for me. I'll be the one in red.
Okay, so this happened just a few minutes ago. We're doing this contest, which means we don't have a winner yet, so you can still text your phone number to 816-476-7093, but you have to answer your phone when we call you back with the phrase, it pays.
That's right. You have to answer with our three favorite words, I love you. If you can do that correctly, unlike this allegedly sexy firefighter, you will get a guaranteed reservation for two tonight, 7 p.m., Trezzo Mare, dinner on us.
Here's what happened.
Hello.
Oh, you said hello.
We wanted I love you.
Hello, I love you.
No,
too late. You blew it.
Oh, man. Oh.
I can't believe it. I'm down here at the parade.
I know.
I'm sitting in a fire truck.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't believe this.
Are you a fireman?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dang it.
What are you wearing?
Hey.
Thank you for your service.
Hey, man, we appreciate you for what you do, but we can't let you win. You didn't know the phrase.
What you mean you can't let me win?
You didn't answer the phone with I love you. I guess Tara and I will just have to take your number separately and call you later.
Yes.
We'll try again later tonight.
Rocket and Teresa, hold on. I have to win. I'm gorgeous.
I'm gorgeous.
I'll bet you are. No one's questioning that at all.
Hey, man, thank you for what you do. Go Chiefs. Take care.
Bye.
Appreciate you.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. So it is Valentine's Day. That's why we're doing our phrase of pay. So we're going to hopefully get a winner in the next 30 minutes. Here's how you win. It's real simple, guys.
Just text us your phone number to our text line, 816-476-7093. We'll call one random person. You must answer the phone with the phrase that pays, I love you. If you do that successfully, you will win a reservation for two tonight, 7 p.m., Valentine's Day dinner on us.
So is this one of the most romantic conversations ever?
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it across halfway across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
Travis and Taylor, why are you so stinking adorable? I love that we were able to hear the conversation of them embracing on the field after the Chiefs win. I also love the fact that she's a billionaire. She's Taylor Swift. We know she owns her own private jet, but Travis still appreciates the fact that she flew halfway across the world to be there, even though she's one of the few people in the world that could actually do that.
And the one line where she actually cares about what he does for a living, where she goes, how did you do that? Or it was kind of exciting. She's like, wow.
Yeah.
I liked it this morning when we first played that clip and we got the message on the text line that said, I once spent 5 minutes with Rocket and he was really proud of himself. And he said, was it electric? Was it electric? So I was reminded of that from this audio clip.
Was it electric?
Well, that's funny.
You're trying to act like it wasn't funny, but you know it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
You know it was funny.
When your phone rings, don't say hello.
Don't say it's electric.
Yeah. Wow, it's electric, Rocket. Do I win? Remember?
Is that what Tara sounds like in your head?
Yes, I can.
You don't want to know how you sound in my head. Here it is.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. We get it. It's a big parade going on two times back-to-back, the Kansas City Chiefs. But it's also Valentine's Day, and we've been doing this contest all morning long, ladies. And it's kind of funny because we just had somebody who didn't answer the phrase right. The phrase that pays is, I love you, guaranteed reservation to Trezzo tonight at 7, and we pick up your tab. Let's make another call.
I love you.
Yeah!
Good for you. You nailed it.
Who is this?
This is Millie Wright.
Millie, did you hear the fireman screw up earlier?
I did. That was really sad.
Yeah, I'll bet you feel really bad because now you won.
Woo, yay.
You're going to get a guaranteed table at one of the nicest restaurants in Kansas City, Tres Amare, at 7 o'clock tonight, and our show is covering your dinner.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Who's going to go with you?
I don't know.
Rocket's available. No.
Maybe I'll go with my mom.
Well, that'll be sweet. That's good. Well, I appreciate you listening, and thank you for answering that phrase that pays, which is what?
I love you.
What a great little winner. I love it. It's been a great day for everybody. A big thank you to our friends at Tres Amare. All right, Tricia, we're going to come back in about 6 minutes.
Yep, everything you need to know about the parade this morning, and we'll check in with our very own Mallory Kay, who's already downtown.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in America and home of the Super Bowl champs. Go Chiefs! Mix 93.3.
Hey, so got Church Ride Bunch, F, Shuttle, Tom and Jerry, right, yellow. Orange, 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 let's go!
13 seconds to go in the overtime.
Set. We're good, we're good!
A touchdown wins the game.
Set.
Right side touchdown! Kansas City! There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Parade Day. Just think about this for a while. As I'm watching the footage on TV, all these kids and families lining up, you realize there's only one parade in the NFL for the winter, and that's in our city.
It's absolutely crazy. My husband is doing the park and ride situation, and he just sent me a video. They couldn't have school if they wanted to because every school bus in the entire metro area is driving people down to the parade.
It's amazing to go and think, this is in our backyard.
Yep, it's awesome.
Isn't it so nice to feel like you're a part of something that is so positive and so happy? It gives me so much pride in Kansas City.
The parade starts at 11 at 6th and Grand. All you have to do is you can text KC Parade to 888-777, and you can get transit, public safety, just any kind of updates and notifications this morning. KC Parade, 888-777.
Now, our very own Mallory Kay is standing by, right?
Yeah, she's already downtown.
Good morning, Mallory.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hi.
How's it going?
It's good. It's slowly starting to fill in. I wouldn't say the lawn's like halfway full or nothing, but right up by Union Station, it's packed. Good luck getting down there. But the lawn, still a lot more room, but people are still just coming on in.
Have you seen a lot of those buses that are pulling up and dropping people off?
No, I actually have no idea what you're talking about. Where are they dropping them off at?
There's different park and ride locations.
Yeah, that's funny. I have no idea.
It's not that I don't see them.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You go to sportkc.org and you can get a list of the park and ride locations.
How long do you plan to stay out there, Mallory?
Well, I'm staying until the whole pep rally is done. So I'll be out here until, I think it wraps up at 1:45, but I heard you guys talking earlier about the parade starting on Chiefs time, Arrowhead time.
Yes,
and it's probably going to get done around like 2:30. So.
Now, how are you dressed? Like, because it's going to warm up later in the afternoon, but how are you dressed like right now for the cold?
Yeah, so I wore a coat. I have just like leggings on, regular shoes, like no boots, nothing, a sweatshirt, and then a coat over that, but the coat's going to come off probably around like noon.
Yeah, it's hard because right now it's only 38 degrees, but it's supposed to be 63 today. So it's kind of, you got to figure out what
to
wear.
I'm torn. I have like two outfits, basically. I'll just do like a quick change.
I love it.
Oh, we can hear the crowd. Well, Mallory, thank you for checking in. Have fun out there. And just remember, this is history.
I know. I'm excited. Like I told you guys earlier, this is my first ever parade. I didn't go to the Royals one. I didn't go to the first two Chiefs one. So I'm excited for this one.
Also, if you see Mallory, remember, she's just a poor Gen Zer who said she didn't bring her own snack. She's expecting to borrow from you. So if maybe give her a little pudding cup or a cracker.
Wait, who? You? Whenever you come?
Just anybody. Anybody that sees you, they need to give you a snack.
Any stranger can give you food, Mallory. It's fine.
Be safe out there, Mallory.
I will pass the food that I get from our coworkers to other people. That's not my food.
How kind of you.
Thank you, hon. Oh, like I said, this is so cool and exciting for our city. And if you're out and about driving or you have a chance to text, give us some updates. Like, what's going on? Where the traffic's at? Because didn't you get a text earlier that somebody said they were parking
their
cars?
They saw humans walking on the highway to get there.
If you see those buses that Mallory Kay has no idea what we're talking about, send us a text and let us know.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.